Genesis chapter 21. And the Lord Jehovah visited Sarah as he had said, and the Lord Jehovah did to Sarah as he had spoken. Because Sarah conceived, and gave birth to Abraham a son in his old age, at the set time of which God had spoken to him. And Abraham called the name of his son who was born to him, whom Sarah gave birth to him, Isaac laughter. And Abraham circumcised his son Isaac when he was 8 days old, as God had commanded him. And Abraham was 100 years old, 1934 BC, when his son Isaac was born to him. And Sarah said, God has caused me to laugh, so that all who hear will laugh with me. And she said, who would have said to Abraham that Sarah would have nursed children? Because I have borne him a son in his old age. And the child grew and was weaned. And Abraham made a great feast the same day that Isaac was weaned. And Sarah saw the son of Hagar the Egyptian, which she had borne to Abraham, mocking. Therefore she said to Abraham, cast out this slave woman and her son, because the son of this slave woman shall not be heir with my son, even with Isaac. And the thing was very grievous in Abraham's sight, because of his son Ishmael. And God said to Abraham, do not let it be grievous in your sight because of the lad, and because of your slave woman, in all that Sarah has said to you. Listen to her voice, because in Isaac your descendants shall be named. And I will also make a nation of the son of the slave woman, because he is your descendant. And Abraham rose up early in the morning, and took bread, and a bottle of water, and gave it to Hagar, putting it on her shoulder and the child, and sent her away, and she departed, and wandered in the wilderness of Beersheba, well of an oath. And the water was spent in the bottle, and she cast the child under one of the shrubs. And she went, and sat herself down opposite him a good way off, about a bowshot, because she said, do not let me see the death of the child. And she sat opposite him, and lifted up her voice, and wept. And God heard the voice of the lad, and the angel of God called to Hagar out of heaven and said to her, what is the matter with you, Hagar? Do not be afraid, because God has heard the voice of the lad where he is. Arise, lift up the lad, and hold him in your hand, because I will make him a great nation. And God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water, and she went, and filled the bottle with water, and gave the lad a drink. And God was with the lad, and he grew, and lived in the wilderness, and became an archer. And he lived in the wilderness of Paran, and his mother took for him a wife out of the land of Egypt. And it came to pass at that time that Abimelech and Phicol, the chief captain of his host army, spoke to Abraham, saying, God is with you in all that you do. Now therefore swear to me here by God, that you will not deal falsely with me, nor with my son, nor with my son's son. But according to the kindness that I have done to you, you shall do to me, and to the land in which you have lived. And Abraham said, I will swear. And Abraham reproved Abimelech because of a well of water, which Abimelech's servants had violently taken away. And Abimelech said, I did not know who has done this thing, neither did you tell me, neither have I yet heard of it before today. And Abraham took sheep and oxen, and gave them to Abimelech, and both of them made a covenant. And Abraham set 7 ewe lambs of the flock by themselves. And Abimelech said to Abraham, what do these 7 ewe lambs mean which you have set by themselves? And he said, you shall take from my hand these 7 ewe lambs, that they may be a witness to me, that I have dug this well. Therefore he called that place Beersheba, well of an oath, because there they both swore to each other. So they made a covenant at Beersheba. Then Abimelech rose up, and Phicol, the chief captain of his host army, and they returned into the land of the Philistines. And Abraham planted a grove in Beersheba, and there called on the name of the Lord, Jehovah, the everlasting God. And Abraham lived in the Philistines' land many days.